Sudan's elections usher in hope for the future. Arabic Christian TV is now available in North America, and a free webinar addresses the persecution of Christians around the world. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Sudan's elections conclude tomorrow. They're a key part of the 2005 Comprehensive Peace Accord that ended two decades of fighting between Sudan's northern and southern regions. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung explains the historical significance of the polls.
It will be the first time that southern Sudanese will be able to elect their own representatives, at least to the regional parliament and other offices in South Sudan.
They're also a prelude to a referendum on independence slated for January 2011 in the South.
It does seem as if the mistrust of Southern Sudanese for fair representation in Khartoum is at a high enough level that most feel it would be best for them to separate.
So far, the voting's been peaceful in spite of some early confusion at the polls. The threat of violence hangs heavy. DeYoung says their team is praying for continued open doors for the gospel.
Words of Hope ministers in South Sudan, in Dinka and Nuer. Words of Hope will continue to monitor reports from our people.
Next, it's been about 3 months since Haiti's horrific earthquake. Since then, disaster relief teams, aid agencies, NGOs, and governments flooded to the country to meet the physical needs of the Haitians. Well, that's when Faith Comes By Hearing came alongside more than 100 of these groups to meet the people's spiritual needs through 3,000 audio Bibles called Proclaimers. These recordings provide scripture in Creole to any Haitian, illiterate or poor. Go to our website to add to this effort. You're listening to Mission Network News. Thailand's anti-government redshirt protesters vowed to launch another massive street protest today. That's not stopping the work of HCJB Global's supported work in the country. HCJB's Wayne Peterson says they're supporting a local effort to plant 100 community FM stations there.
If we call them Christian stations, they probably wouldn't gain the right to exist. So this is an opportunity to evangelize Thai people, especially along the borders of Laos and Cambodia, that will reach into these countries where radio stations are not allowed.
A group of Thai Christian businessmen will finance the project. Thailand is known for its sex trade industry and false religions. Peterson says,
we're just praying that those 100 radio stations that are planted all across Thailand would have the power to not only change individual lives, which is happening, but to change the culture and empower the church.
Meanwhile, thanks to a television service's growing popularity, people can now view Sat7 Arabic and kids in North America. Terry Ascott of Sat7, a Christian satellite television service to the Middle East and North Africa, says,
IPTV, or Internet Protocol Television, is one of the fastest growing television delivery systems in North America.
And the price is great.
We can extend our ministry to Arabic and Farsi and Turkish speakers in North America without any cost to the ministry. It's just another wonderful opportunity to touch lives.
Ascott says for these viewers, it may be their first time hearing the gospel, as many are refugees who fled from their own country.
As they step into this brave new free world, it's great that we're able to be there with Christian content that is in their own language.
Pray for viewers in your community. And if over 100 million Christians in over 60 countries suffer persecution, shouldn't we know about it? Open Doors USA thinks so. On April 22nd, Open Doors and Living Waters will host the Signs of Persecution webinar. The online interactive forum will teach you more about worldwide persecution and will provide information on spotting it. The webinar will last for about an hour and is free for anyone joining in the U.S. To register or learn more, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you going through the ringer of life? God uses pain to get through to us. He has me. Mission Network News is making available Shannon Wexelberg's new CD, I Have a Song for a Gift of Any Amount. This CD will help you make it through your journey of pain. To get your copy, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.